Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A new warning about Russia acquiring weapons from Iran for use in Ukraine. Not just drones this time, but ballistic missiles. Britain's UN ambassador says the deal could also make Iran more of a threat.
We're concerned that Russia intends to provide Iran with more advanced military components, which will allow Iran to strengthen their weapons capability.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says Iranian pilots have already been training in Russia.
This indicates that Iran may begin receiving aircraft within the next year.
And he says that would significantly increase Iran's air defenses. Russian President Vladimir Putin has indicated he's willing to talk about another prisoner swap. Now that American basketball star Brittany Griner is back home in the U.S., American Paul Whelan is still in a Russian prison.
At a news conference in Kyrgyzstan, Vladimir Putin said future prisoner exchanges with the U.S. are possible. At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked to respond.
I'm not going to get into what President Putin says or not say, or I'm just not going to get into his head.
But she said the U.S. would continue to negotiate in good faith to get Paul Whelan home. Jean-Pierre says Russia refused to do that prior to the swap involving Brittany Griner and Victor Boot.
It was either no American or one American.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A political shakeup as Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced today she's leaving the Democratic Party to become an independent. Analyst Larry Sabato.
Republicans have been hoping that Sinema would switch to their caucus and change the Senate to some degree. But she's ruled that out, and it wouldn't make a lot of sense politically for her.
More good news if you're planning to hit the road for the holidays. Matt Bigler of KCBS Radio reports.
The average price of regular unleaded is $4.62 a gallon in California, 7 cents cheaper than it was 1 year ago.
It helps a lot.
Salam Samer remembers paying over $7 a gallon earlier this year.
About like $30 less every week.
Lower gas prices are also good news for gas stations.
They do better when prices are going down, and they do worse when prices are going up.
Tom Robinson, chairman of Robinson Oil, says the biggest factor in gas prices is crude oil, which is currently trading around $72 a barrel, the lowest level of the year. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
At the World Cup, Brazil has been eliminated after losing to Croatia here on Fox Sports.
And that's it! Brazil are out! Croatia do it again!
On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 90 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Dell Technologies Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything, and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, a time when love and decency and generosity of spirit are their own rewards. Come renew your Christmas spirit with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's performance of Miracle on 34th Street. Feel the joy and magic of the season with shows on December 9th and 10th and 15th through 17th, all at 7 p.m., and a matinee performance on the 17th at 2 p.m. Located in the Centralia Center, 220 3rd Avenue South. Buy tickets online at wrctheater.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, December 12th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse. The Joint Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 p.m. at the River Block Building, and the North Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 p.m. by teleconference. The Stevens Point Joint Review Board will meet at 3 p.m. in the City Conference Room. The Transportation Commission meeting will take place at 4:45 at Central Transportation. The Portage County Personnel Committee will meet at 6 p.m. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will happen at 6 p.m., followed by the Finance Committee Agenda meeting at 6:10, and the Board of Public Works meeting at 6:35 p.m. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet from 2 to 4 p.m., and the Health and Human Services meeting will take place from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 28. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 34. Chance for snow tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of places we could start, but I'll tell you where we're going to start. And that is with Kyrsten Sinema jumping ship, turning her back on the Democratic Party. It's been discussed all day by a lot of different commentators. I want to give you a slightly different perspective and take a look at the deeper facts on this. And I think that in the long run, this may actually help the Democratic Party. Kyrsten Sinema had stabbed the party a number of times. The one that infuriated me the most, and it also included Manchin, Joe Manchin, was when we put in the Voting Rights Act. And the Voting Rights Act passed the House, H.R. 1, and Pelosi had control of the House then. Now, of course, it looks like, well, the Republicans, but it looks like it's either Kevin McCarthy or somebody of that ilk. And the Senate, it was filibustered. SB 1 was filibustered by Moskowitz. So Schumer proposed to his caucus, here's a paradox of the filibuster. To overcome the filibuster, it takes 60 votes. And if it's a 50-50 Senate, you need 50. You have 50 Democrats, you need 10 Republicans. You're not going to get them. You're not going to get them. But one of the anomalies about that process is that to get rid of the filibuster for an individual piece of legislation, or totally, it only takes 51 votes. So 51 votes can get rid of the requirement to have 60 votes. We can explain that in a future segment. But in any event, all it required was the cooperation of Sinema and Manchin. And the Voting Rights Act would have taken care of 99% of the voting fraud that the Republicans have imposed on this country. It would get rid of gerrymandering. They would have required fair maps for federal elections in all states. It would have standardized early voting, maybe not giving everybody what they wanted in some states, but say a couple of weeks of early voting. It would have standardized absentee voting by mail, absentee voting in person. It would have gotten rid of any criminal consequences for voting, like they've done in Texas, where if you pass, you break the line of sight of one of the thugs in the Republican Party that's now permitted to monitor the election and harass voters, it's a crime. None of that. It would standardize who can observe the elections, where they would be. It would standardize things like in Georgia, where can you offer people in line something of value? And the answer is you can't give them money. Of course not. A pregnant woman is standing there in the sun for a couple of hours. Can you give her water? Absolutely. Or food? Yes. Yes. It would have standardized all of that. Standardized the number of voting machines that you needed per 1,000 people. So you wouldn't have the Republicans saying that Phoenix would get one voting machine and Elkhorn, Arizona, Rattlesnake, Arizona with five people would get one voting machine, that kind of thing. We'll standardize all this. It's a no-brainer, and it had the support of about 70% of the American people in polls. But Manchin and Sinema refused to do it, and I wouldn't support either one of them, quite frankly, for that reason alone. I don't care. The other issues they can deal with, as long as you have fair maps and fair elections. And the other thing it would do, you know, the independent state legislature theory that the Supreme Court and Moore v. Harper is may try to sneak in on us and take away your ability to vote for president. The section of the Constitution that says the legislature can pick the electors and do some of this other stuff on elections says, unless Congress rules otherwise. All you had to do is do it in Congress. Takes out all of this. Manchin Sinema had an historical ability to do that. We had the House and the Senate and the presidency. There's fraud going on in elections, and they didn't do it. So I would never support her. And here's what happened. Down in Arizona, she went sniffing around, sniffing like a dog on a log, looking for support. And she went to all the county parties, and they told her, get out of here. Get out of here. There's a guy named Ruben Gallego, who's a congressman down there, and he's running. He's already running. I've already gotten solicitations to contribute to his campaign by email. And he has been criticizing Sinema, and he's setting up a primary. And she knew she would lose to Ruben Gallego. He's already running. Now, this is not just an ordinary politician. Grew up in Chicago, raised by a single mother. His mother was from Colombia, his father, Mexico. He is a hardworking guy, smart guy, got a scholarship to Harvard. He got out. He didn't just decide to go and do something on Wall Street. He went in the Marine Corps. He went in the Marine Corps, and then he went to Iraq in combat. And now he's come out, and he's a congressman from Arizona. He would have beaten Kyrsten Sinema. She knew it, and what she is doing is running as an independent in the following hope. The Republicans down in Arizona are a nut job party, and I'm not saying that lightly or to insult. They don't have mainstream people. They have Blake Masters and Carrie Lake, and one of them will run against Sinema. Now, Blake Masters is Peter Thiel's Thiel, that eccentric billionaire, the real weirdo. He's his man. He's basically his boy. And Carrie Lake is flat out crazy. Carrie Lake is still contesting the election and will do it even after Katie Hobbs is sworn in. And everybody's laughing at her. She's nuts. I don't think that they're going to get a lot of votes. They're not going to get like the normal Republican vote. I think Ruben Gallego is going to get overwhelming Democratic and independent support and some moderate Republicans. They like a guy who served in the Marine Corps in combat. They like a guy who pulled himself up by his bootstraps. And he's a very, very decent guy. And Kyrsten Sinema is going to be essentially intellectually homeless. You know, what does she believe in? She believes in Kyrsten Sinema having power and somehow getting in and getting a salary. That's what she believes in. The other thing that set a lot of people off, to me, the voting rights issue was the key. But there was a chance in the tax bill to get rid of the hedge fund rule that says they don't have to pay income taxes. And I'm talking hedge funds, where people are making, in some cases, billions a year, in other cases, making hundreds of million a year. Because they had their lobbyists go down to Washington and have Congress say, okay, what they get is not income, it's carried interest. Carried interest is taxed like capital gains, about half of income tax. Now, carried interest was a theory that is used by oil companies and paper companies that if you, for instance, plant a lot of trees, you got to wait 20 years for them to realize an income. And if you drill for oil, you might drill 100 times and have 99 dry holes and one gusher. And the idea was that their income is called carried interest because they take risk. A hedge fund operator doesn't take any risk. And she stabbed us on carried interest. And she sucked on to everything that they said on Wall Street. And we've always talked about getting rid of that loophole. We didn't do it. We're going to the lines. Joanna Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joanne?
Thank you for your tremendous shows lately. I've been grading papers, so I haven't been able to call in, but I'm taking a break. And I'm calling in about unionization in the United States, which is just taking off in a way I'm delighted about and surprised about. And very specific thing. Again, I teach at the university, and in the U of C, University of California conglomerate, they've got 48,000 strikers. They've been striking for the last couple of months. And if you listen to CNN or MSNBC, there's no mention of it. There's not even a mention of it. And, of course, the New York Times went on strike yesterday, 24-hour strike. And I'm thinking, what gives? I mean, 48, you know, just a nutshell. I know you have so much to say, but just a nutshell.
Right.
U of C, 48,000 workers, and people's exams are tied up. That gets to my heart because I know how students rely on their education and all of that. So again, for the the networks that cover it. Now I know this station covers unionization very well, but the world isn't. And I'm just wondering how the corporate media is dealing with all of this. So thank you so much for not being corporate and being honest and truthful. It's just an amazing, it's delightful.
Well, Joanne, I love having you call in. Thank you so much and for making the sacrifice to be able to take a break in your work to do it. I'll talk a little bit about that, and we're going to be going to a break shortly. I see the lines are alive. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break, but I want to just respond to Joanne briefly. It is true that the large media themselves don't want to be struck, okay? New York Times did have a brief strike. They don't want to be struck. And so
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a mix of rain and snow possible at times. Lows dip down to about 30. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 37. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Matt, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to make a comment about Kristen Sinema and her antics. But before I do, I would like to give a shout-out to Joanne, a fellow educator. I, too, am grading papers, and I know what that is like this time of year. But anyway, I wanted to comment about cinema, and I recall watching a video of her, I believe it was on YouTube, and it was one of the young DACA students, and she was a young Hispanic female, and she was trying to have a conversation with Kristen Sinema about why she was not supporting legislation for DACA. And now I recently read somewhere that she wants to try and push through a immigration bill. And, you know, this is just incredibly opportunistic of her. And I believe the Democratic Party should not surrender to her threat. They should run a very strong primary challenger and also face her in the general election as well. The voters of Arizona, they really should have a choice if they want to have someone who can't be trusted or who really doesn't have any principles in office. That's all I have to say, and love your show, and I'll listen off air.
Thanks a lot, Cassandra. Good to hear from you. I love having you call in, too. And let me follow up on that, because both Cassandra and Joanne have raised essential points. And this one on Kyrsten Sinema, here's the deal. Ruben Gallego is running, and look him up. Ruben Gallego, Marine Corps veteran, combat veteran in Iraq, Democrat, and he's excellent. And he's running, and she knew it. He would have beaten her in the primary. So, Cassandra, if she runs as independent, he runs as a Democrat, there won't be any primary unless somebody opposes him, and they'd be crazy to do it because the party's getting behind him. So what you'd have is you'd have Ruben Gallego, you'd have Kyrsten Sinema as an independent, and then either Carrie Lake or Blake Masters. Now, Carrie Lake and Blake Masters are a few bricks short of a load. I mean, these people come walking into the room, and it gives you the willies. I mean, you can't expect someone's going to win if you're a Republican, where people kind of get the shivers every time they look at them and think about them, some of the crazy stuff they've said. So then it'll come down to Ruben Gallego and to Kyrsten Sinema. Now, Kyrsten Sinema, in my mind, in a lot of people's minds, when she knifed voting rights, that would have taken care of gerrymandering. It would have taken the independent state legislature theory, would have taken care of all this stuff. She knifed it. She knifed it. So did Manchin. And this is a secondary issue. She knifed tax reform. As a result of her, hedge funds aren't going to pay income taxes. And we've been talking about making them pay income taxes for years. Why shouldn't they pay income taxes? They get something like 2% of the net of the total assets of the money under management. And then they'll get another 1.5% of anything over the S&P 500 in their returns. And if they take big bets and they lose half the money, they still get 2%. They make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, billions in some cases. They don't pay income tax, thanks to Kyrsten Sinema. I don't want her in there. Now, a lot of people say, oh, but isn't the Democratic Party screwed? No, we're not. She went to Schumer and she said, I want to keep my committee assignments designated by Democrats. And Schumer wisely said, sure. Why? Because she's going to have to either A, vote for him for majority leader, or B, not vote. Or C, vote for herself or for another independent. Either way, the vote would be 50 Democrat, 49 Republican, and we get it. Or if she votes with us, it's 51 Democrat, 49 Republican, and we get it anyway. You see what I'm saying? Now, we are getting behind Ruben Gallego 100%. We have two other independents in the Senate. We have Angus King of Maine and Bernie Sanders of Vermont. They're both independents. They don't say they're Republicans, but they vote with the Democrats. They don't say they're Democrats, but they vote with the Democrats 100%, and they have committee assignments. So she's going to slip in that way. And basically, the reason that's important is before it was 50-50 on the committees. If it's 50-50, Kamala Harris can't break ties on committees. So you couldn't issue subpoenas. It takes a majority to issue a subpoena. You couldn't do much. Well, with Fetterman winning in Pennsylvania and all of other incumbents holding, we have 51. So she goes, okay, I'm jumping ship. Okay, bye. Good riddance. We still have 50. The Republicans only have 49. So we're going to get the majorities on the committee either way. And she said, can I keep my committee assignments? Why not? Otherwise, she'll appoint herself on these committees as an independent. Nobody's tricked or fooled by that. We are not screwed because she did this. She did it basically. She's afraid of Ruben Gallego. You know what she did? She went around Arizona. She went to Phoenix. They said, get out of here. She went to Rattlesnake County. They hissed at her and said, get out of here. That's why it's Rattlesnake County. This is the kind of stuff they do. And she is basically a wanderer right now. I mean, she's going to roam around. Who's going to support her? Not a lot of Democrats. They'll get behind Ruben Gallego. And what Republicans? Well, it's true that Blake Masters and Carrie Lake aren't going to get much support because they're nuts. But are Republicans going to vote for Kyrsten Sinema when she's an independent? You know, maybe she'll get some votes. But remember something. If you have three people in a primary, or and it's not a primary, three people in a general election, what you're going to have is something like 34, 33, 33. That's why I think it's going to come down. I think Ruben has a good chance. So thanks all for calling. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK 540. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros.
Yeah, your soul's on fire.
And Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho!
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids will return to indoor graduation ceremonies, hosting their mid-year commencement ceremony on Saturday, December 10th. Mid-State will highlight their Protective and Human Services program at the ceremony with the keynote address from Rick Anderson, Mid-State's 2022 Distinguished Alumnus and Associate Dean of Protective and Human Services. In-person attendance is reserved for ticket holders. The ceremony will be live-streamed on mstc.edu/graduation starting at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. The Roadway Inn and Suites in Stevens Point has experienced a setback in their renovation plans due to flooding from burst pipes. City officials say a window was left open, which allowed the pipes to freeze. The hotel has experienced issues over the past few years and are working on fixing the problems identified. Even with this delay, the city is confident the hotel will be up and running again in 2023. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 28. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 34. Chance for snow tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected, about an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
Which is the big Watergate here. We're having all the hearings, and that's all everybody was talking about. John Connally of Texas switched from the Democrat to the Republican Party. And that caused one commentator to say, that's the first known instance of a rat swimming out to a sinking ship. One other said, in the switching parties, he raised the IQ of both parties.
Yeah, those are great, Randy. You know, yeah, I think she is desperate. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. She is not going to win a primary in Arizona. When she stuck a knife in voting rights, She stuck a knife in voting rights and people are being harassed at the polls. And in Texas, they're being intimidated by criminal sanctions for actually voting. People are being put in jail if they're a day late, if they're a day before their parole is up and they vote, that kind of thing. She stuck a knife in that, and she stuck a knife in making hedge funds pay income taxes. Why shouldn't they pay income taxes? You pay them. I pay them. Calvin pays them. Everybody pays them. So you pay income taxes. They don't pay income taxes, and because of her. And she and Manchin wouldn't suspend the cinema, suspend the filibuster. You know, and what I say to them is, look, guys, okay, if you want to be pious about this and don't want to generally suspend it, fine. But Moscow Mitch suspended it for Supreme Court appointments and for cabinet appointments when he was the majority leader. Moscow Mitch did. So if they're suspending it, why don't we suspend it for voting rights? And they wouldn't do it. They were sanctimonious. Oh, we want to be bipartisan. Well, no, they didn't want to be bipartisan. She wanted contributions from Wall Street on the hedge fund stuff. And on the, I have no idea, I mean, why she didn't vote for voting rights, because frankly, it was popular, 70% of the vote, even in Arizona and West Virginia. But that's the way it was. So, you know, there you have it. She was afraid she'd lose a primary. She knew she'd lose a primary. This way, she's going to scramble as an independent. It's hard to win as an independent. Lisa Murkowski did it in Alaska about two cycles ago, I think about 12 years ago. But Lisa Murkowski's father, Frank Murkowski, was the governor and senator up there and wildly popular. It's a wildly popular name up there. And we, Bashir, we have a Democratic governor in Kentucky, tough state. But his father was governor and wildly popular. So who's Kyrsten Sinema? You know, I mean, she's not wildly popular, and none of her ancestors were wildly popular. She's going to go around to Phoenix and Rattlesnake, and they're going to go, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know. So that's what's happened. That is flat out what's happened. And I think Ruben Gallego is a good chance, because if they put up Blake Masters or Carrie Lake and Kyrsten Sinema, and what? And then they have Ruben Gallego, I think he can win. I think he will win. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Wisco Paul.
Oh, happy Friday to you, Mike. I mean, Matt, excuse me.
Sure, thanks.
I just want to put a plug in for Civic Media here. It's you guys always try to get the truth out there, especially your show. Of course, I'm kind of addicted to it. Well, I am addicted to it. It's always nice to hear friends I know call in, like Andy from Beaver Dam. But I got a quick question today. Is the international government or world, are we just going to sit around and watch Russia lob rockets and missiles into Ukraine during the winter? I just can't imagine doing things like that. I don't understand Putin. I don't understand NATO or anything, because it just doesn't make any sense why they can't stop this guy from... It actually is genocide. It's worse than that. So that's my question today, Matt. And have a great day.
Thanks very much, Paul. And let me pick up on that, because that is, frankly, maybe the most important issue facing the world right now. Putin is a sadist. He's a genocidal sadist. He, a couple of years ago, you know, he and his autocrats,